See there, that's what classic rock redefined means. Here's Metallica, Turn the Page, Dog and Joe Show here on the Ripper. I want you to think about this. Another quick homework assignment, 766-9370. You get to bring back one extinct menu item.
Oh.
Only one.
Easy.
From any restaurant, anytime. Something that was on the menu that they took away and you can't find anymore. I hear Joe. Joe's like, I know what Joe's going to say, I think.
No, you don't.
766-9370. Think about that. And if you go to Chili's, if you like going out to the Chili's, you go to the Chili's a lot?
Well, I used to about 16, 17 years ago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I was what they call a server.
Joe had what they called flair.
I did.
Yeah. And you worked at Chili's?
Mm-hmm.
And how long did you work there?
A year, probably. Year and a half.
And what Chili's was this in?
Chicago.
Oh, working at the old Chili's in Chicago. Shot down Chili's.
Then I was lured away to Miss Bloom.
Oh.
The women's and infants clothing store.
Yeah, yeah. I guess, Joe, didn't you tell me you got a gig there because the infants clothing fit you so well and you could model it?
Like a glove.
766-9370. Which extinct menu item would you bring back? Dana, you ever go to Chili's? Eat at the Chili's very often?
I have eaten at Chili's.
Yeah? I'll tell you this. I haven't eaten there in a long time, but those boneless, the boneless buffalo wings, that was always a favorite. You belly up with that and a couple beers, you know, you get the guys. Oh, yeah, you get the celery on the side.
Boneless wings are travesty.
Why?
Oh. Always bones. Always.
If they have bones, you get the bones, but the spicy buffalo sauce.
Way better flavor. Hands down every time.
Well, I agree with that.
You have to have the bones.
I agree with that, but if you're going for wings with bones in them, you're not going to Chili's.
True that.
Same thing.
If I had the choice, I'd go boneless wings any day of the week.
No, I am. I'm one of those guys that loves Hooters wings. I always have. And that's where you go. And you go in, you get the atomic wings. I love having the bone in those. But if I go to Chili's, no, it's like I'm going in, I'm going out. I don't need any bones. No bones. The bones. Where's the bone?
Where's the bone?
Remember KFC?
Yeah.
Chili's, what they're going to do is cut 40% of the menu items. They did this on Monday. This week, They said, hey, we're getting rid of almost half the menu.
40%?
Yeah, what they want to focus on are staples. They're favoring the classics. They want burgers, they want ribs, they want fajitas.
I was going to say, they got to have the hot fajita.
So this is what they're getting rid of, all right? And I'll do it quick. They're getting rid of the prime rib tacos, prime rib fajitas, prime rib fresh Mex bowl, pork carnita tacos, loaded white queso, chicken enchiladas, creamy jalapeno wings, carnitas fajitas, smothered carnitas burrito, the smoked chicken quesadillas, smothered chicken burrito, spicy shrimp taco, spicy pasilla chile chicken, green chili chicken enchiladas, southwestern chicken soup, the chipotle chicken flatbread, and southwestern mac and cheese gone.
Mm.
All that stuff. Southwestern mac and cheese?
Delish.
So all that stuff, they're getting rid of at Chili's. So I ask you this, which extinct food item from which menu, which restaurant do you want to bring back? 766-9370. Joe, I'll start with you. What would you bring back? And you said that I didn't know what you were thinking.
What are you thinking?
I'm just guessing here. I'm going way out on a limb. I'm thinking chili cheese Cholito.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
The fact that Taco Bell has not brought it back, at least in this city alone, is a travesty.
And Joe has always said that was the biggest selling menu item of all Taco Bell items in the history of the franchise.
It was the finest thing on the menu.
But they haven't brought it back yet. And I'm just thinking, this is just me. I don't know a lot about fast food. I'm thinking that it didn't sell as well as you think it did because, see, Taco Bell exists to make money.
They bring so many variations of it back, like the Mexi-Melt. What is that? That's a chili cheese Cholito that you can get a few more things on.
What was the chili cheese Cholito?
Chili and cheese wrapped in a shell.
And that's it.
Chili cheese Cholito.
So it was basically a quesadilla with chili in it.
Yeah.
Is what it was.
Well, kind of like, you know, that the meat that they had there, the whatever it was mixed in with cheese, so it was like a cheesy meat mixture put inside that little shell.
Yeah, Joe used to love those damn things.
Oh, damn, every time I think about it, my mouth waters. I could eat 8, 10, 15 of them at a time.
766-9370, extinct menu item. Which restaurant, what food product, what do you want back on the menu? We'll get the data and to mine. Let's go to Corey. Welcome.
Hey, I would want them to bring back some from Yard House. They had this ice cream, had toffee ice cream with this cookie in it, and it was to die for. It came in this huge, giant glass, and they got rid of it about a year ago, and every time I go in there, I have to complain about it.
What is the Yard House? I've never been to the Yard House. What is that?
It's a beer. They got a bunch of beers on tap.
Yeah, they got like 50 beers on tap or more than that, something like that, but it's kind of like a comfort food. They got a pastrami burger with an egg and onion straws on it, stuff like that.
Oh, so it's like health food.
No, it's not health food.
All right, so you want this ice cream thing brought back. Fair enough. A lot of people, you know, they get pissed off when restaurants bring out food items. They get hooked on it, like Joe, the chili cheese chalupa or whatever it was.
Cholito.
And then they take the stuff away, and people, they're like pissed. They're like, hey, what'd you do with it?
I don't understand why you do something like that.
Well, I told you, it wasn't a big moneymaker for them.
That's wrong with the Cholito.
766-9370. For me, and I'll make this easy, I've talked about it for years and years and years. What do you think mine is?
The Enchirito?
You can still get the Enchirito. You still get those. You don't get the olives on it, but you can still get the Enchirito. You're close.
What was that thing called? The other thing at Taco Bell there?
Yeah, say it.
Oh, I know what it is. It's the Taco Bell hamburger, but it was just the taco meat on a burger bun.
Bell beefer. Yes. Yeah. Bring the bell beefer back. There's always rumors. I go to the forums. I watch the blogs. I follow
there's
it.
Never rumors.
Yeah, there's rumors about it.
You talk about something that didn't sell. The bell beefer. Who goes to Taco Bell so you can have chili meat put on buns?
It wasn't chili meat. It was all the taco fixings dumped on a bun. That's all it was. That's all it was. And you got to think. Remember Manwiches and Sloppy Joes back in the 70s and 80s when we were kids?
Why do you say 70s and 80s? I make those now.
Yeah. Those are called extra Sloppy Joes.
Mm-hmm.
Those are called Sloppy Second Joes.
Oh, those are good, dude.
But that was a big thing when we were kids. You would always see the Manwich commercials and Sloppy Joes were kind of a thing. And then they got rid of it. They just wanted to get rid of the buns and focus more on the taco stuff. But Bell Beefers were huge back in the day. And I think, what's that other taco place? Del Taco. I think that they brought in some sort of Sloppy Joe Mexican hamburger thing.
Really?
And that's why they said Taco Bell might do the same. 766-9370. Data, which menu item that's extinct that you'd want brought back?
Okay, so I could only think of one.
That's all you need.
I want Wendy's to bring back their original French fries. I was so mad when they did that. So mad.
Good call.
That's what I want.
Now, see, Dana, I've long said this. This is funny. Dana and I have similar palates, and it's kind of odd because I don't think we've ever had this conversation off air.
We haven't.
Everyone says McDonald's fries are the greatest.
They are.
You've heard me say this, Dana. All these fresh cut or crisp cut fries where they leave the skin on, everyone went crazy. And they started double frying, double battering, leaving the skin on. They ruined fast food French fries at almost every restaurant. Wendy's fries were always overlooked because they were damn
they were so
delicious.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And they were thick. Mm-hmm. They were always a little bit soft, crispy on the outside. They were salted good. Wendy's had a great fry. So I can hear your pain. And you're too young for this. But another French fry was Carl's Jr. And they were dehydrated potato pellets that they poured into a machine. And you pushed a button. And the fries would come out just like Play-Doh would. And they had the ridges. They had ridge fries. And they were real potatoes. They were just dehydrated. Yeah. They were phenomenal.
Hmm. Really?
A long time ago. Yet nobody knows how to make fries anymore. Good call, Dana.
Yeah. McDonald's.
So upset.
I'm telling you, I think the Wendy's, the old school fries were better. Or on par with McDonald's. Let's do them. I'm going to put that on hold. Let's go to Angel. Welcome.
Hi.
What's happening?
Not much. Sitting out here watching airplanes.
Well, what kind of fast food item would you want or food item would you want back on a menu?
McDonald's McSkillet Burrito.
I never even heard of that.
A McSkillet Burrito.
That sounds not too bad.
They are fabulous.
Where are you from, Angel? Fabulous. Heaven?
Lovely.
I'm from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, but I've been living in Sacramento for 7 years now.
I love that twang. I love that twang, Angel.
Hey, I go back and get twanged up about every 3 or 4 months.
Oh, yeah. Angel, good talking to you. I love that accent. Open skillet burrito. I've never had one of those. Let's go to Forrest. Forrest, welcome.
How you doing, guys? First time.
Forrest.
Look at that.
Okay. All right. Woo! Welcome, brother.
Yeah, dude. Welcome.
Okay, so I have a couple different places.
You only get one.
So I would like,
you only get one item.
Okay. Let's go with Round Table loaded potato pizza skins. Miss them so bad.
I've never had or heard of these.
Me neither, and they sound just awesome.
They were blow your doors off awesome.
Well, when did they have these? Like, how many years ago?
Well, I don't think they've had them for at least a decade already, but these things used to, I don't know, even know why they took them off the menu. They were so good, but you ask any of the kids nowadays behind the counter, and of course, they've never heard of them.
Yeah,
same thing with the chili cheese Cholito. They act as if I'm some kind of a weirdo.
Oh, I love the Cholito. That was my favorite.
Round Table Pizza, it's a California classic, and for anyone out there, if you haven't done this in a while, I don't know, maybe it was just me. Back in the day, it seemed like, you know, you'd go to a pizza joint, you'd get the sandwiches that they sold. Go into Round Table. They got like three Italian hot sandwiches that they make. If you go for lunch, they're fantastic. And they give you the chips and they give you the drink. Those sandwiches are good. They're hot pizza-style Italian sandwiches. They're awesome.
Mm.
I've never heard of those potato things he's talking
about. No, they sound good, don't they?
Let's go to Paul. Paul, welcome. Paul?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing? First time caller, guys.
Wow, Paul. Look at that, Paul.
Okay, all right.
Welcome, dude.
Hey, I'm a little bit older than you guys, and I'm going to date myself here, but back in the day, after we'd have a little bit of partying going on, we'd always wind up down at Jack in the Box. And they had a sandwich back in the day. It was called a Chicken Supreme. Have you guys ever heard of that?
I've eaten many of those, and that's the brother of the Ham and Swiss Supreme that used to come on a Kaiser roll.
Okay, I don't remember you being on Kaiser Road, but these things were phenomenal. It was two big, huge pieces of chicken, cheese, and we'd get them damn near every night. They were phenomenal.
Yeah, and they had that sweet kind of, it was a sweet little sauce they had on there. It was some sort of Dijonnaise or whatever sauce that was on there, wasn't there?
Yep. I don't know what they called it, but I don't know if you can still get them. I know, like you said, you can still get the Enchiritos at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
But if they brought anything back, that would be the sandwich to bring back.
Now, see, this is going back a way back in the day. This is when Jack in the Box had plants in the restaurant. Jack in the Box started out not being the cheaper or the value menu. Jack in the Box back in the day was fancy.
Oh, it was high dollar.
Oh, it was, yeah, it was like upper echelon. I mean, it was like Wendy's. You went in and they had like a garden and it was kind of fancy and they had all these ham and Swiss and these chicken supreme.
They have a piano player in there?
Yeah, on Friday nights they have a piano player in there. But it was a higher-end fast food restaurant when it busted out in the 70s real big, and they had a lot of specialty sandwiches, and Jack even used to have a thing that competed with the filet of fish. And I forget what they called that.
Oh, the filet of Jack.
That's what it was. It was the it was the filet of Jack.
It was a jackfish.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Jack in the Box back in the day, it was fancy. So I do remember that sandwich. So good call. We got to take off. Monica Lowe's coming in next with a 10 at 10. Anything else we've forgotten?
No, I don't think so.
Jump on, make the picks tomorrow night, week 3. 93.7theriver.com, $100 up for grabs, and join us for the after show today. We'll pick up, lick us, and win, and get more people hooked up with Scorpions tickets. So like us, follow us on Facebook, join us for the after show. We'll do that in 30 minutes.
Enjoy.
Actually, 45.
Enjoy your afternoon, guys. Thank you for hanging out with us, man. Play nice.
Dog and Joe.